Among those present at the Wednesday audience with Pope Francis was a delegation of Jewish and Catholic participants in an interfaith seminar organized by the Focolare movement. The four-day meeting at Castel Gandolfo is part of a series of encounters started over 15 years ago to deepen the Catholic-Jewish dialogue in countries around the world. Philippa Hitchin has the details.
Participants at this year's meeting said it was important for them to meet with Pope Francis, who made ecumenical and interfaith dialogue the key points of his pastoral ministry as former Archbishop of Buenos Aires. Among the Jewish participants was Rabbi Tzvi Blanchard from Fordham University's Institute on Religion and Law in New York. At a press briefing after the audience, he explained how this interfaith group has worked in a similar way to move the dialogue beyond polite exchanges on different topics to a deeper sense of mutual understanding and support.
There is a very big difference between dialogue which seeks to come to appreciate and respect others, but is really not open to being touched or changed by them. I mean, you come in as you are and you leave as you are. I come in as who I am and I leave as who I am. The new level of dialogue which we seek, we both leave as different people. We leave as better people, as people who have learned from each other. We don't just get along better. We actually go forward together, looking for a spiritual language for human beings to speak. What we need now is a dialogue that gets past religion and towards spirituality. So in order to do that, we had to be completely open to each other, and that's very hard to do.
Also taking part in the Focolare meeting was Argentinian Rabbi Abraham Skorka, who together with the former Archbishop Bergoglio of Buenos Aires held a series of interfaith discussions that were published in a book entitled Between Heaven and Earth.
Dialogar significa primero y antes que nada tratar de ponerse en los zapatos del otro.
Rabbi Skorka stressed that dialogue means above all learning how to step into the other person's shoes, to increasingly open our hearts and share the thoughts of the other person, even if we are unable to find agreement. Talking of his experience of working with the former Cardinal Bergoglio in Argentina, Rabbi Skorka said this spirit of dialogue is key to understanding their joint book. There are no political or religious issues, he said, however difficult, that we couldn't talk about together. Sharing personal experiences of losing a loved one, he said Cardinal Bergoglio also taught me how to understand better the meaning of death, how to live the pain of the other, and how to feel full empathy with another person.
Me demostró exactamente qué significa una actitud empática.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.